evening.
You knew not to bring anybody back here.
We made the front page. That's what's going on.
This is none of our business.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Oh, my God.
We just can't risk it.
Oh, no. No, no, please.
These are two lovely girls, Justin.
Bring her back!
You got her. Now what?
Okay, here's the deal. A few years ago, Wes Craven remade his famous rape, murder, revenge story, The Hills Have Eyes. Now he's going down the same path again, remaking Last House on the Left, this time without the mutants. The new movie is very similar in tone and feel to the original, only not as campy. It tells a brutal cautionary tale of a 17-year-old girl who's kidnapped and traumatized by criminals who are then discovered by her parents and they get their revenge in gruesome ways. While the original is a video nasty classic, there's a pointlessness to this new film, unless you really just enjoy watching people get raped and brutalized. Sure, there's a certain degree of fun watching the parents kick the holy shale out of the criminals, but otherwise this ultra-violent escapade is pretty much unnecessary. Last House on the Left gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.